Next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 0-1 in conference play and 2-1 overall. Michigan State visits Indiana on Saturday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, I'll just take some questions.
Sounds good. We'll do that now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mark, I'm asking head coaches around the country about this. You obviously have to be concerned with everything on your team, but when the side of the football where you have your expertise is struggling, how do you approach that? How have you approached that in your past, just if the defense is having some issues?
I've always just tried to look deeper into what we're doing, ask ourselves what things structurally, or is it a mental error, is it physical errors, is it structural errors? You can't change for the sake of change, but you may be able to tweak some things and just go deeper and apply yourself more.
You've always delegated, but have you ever, gotten more involved or been more involved in play calling when things are not going well on defense?
I'm always listening to both the offensive and defensive plays, and, I may make suggestions, but I try not to interrupt the coordinators. I think that they, they're focused. They usually step back away from it. They do it from the press box. So that's the way we've done it here. After the fact, I am involved, especially defensively, in terms of game planning and things of that nature.
Thanks, Mark.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question comes from Adam Biggers, todaysyou.com.
Good afternoon, Mark. Just a question about Indiana. And Legault, I guess, he's been pretty effective, and Hornibrook was effective and efficient against you guys. Just looking at it from a defensive standpoint, going into Indiana and facing a guy who I think right now is leading the Big Ten in passing, how do you guys approach that and, I guess, avoid a repeat of what Hornibrook was able to do this past Saturday?
Well, we've got to play great technique. I think IU has a great system. I think their quarterback plays within the system. And, rapid deployment or slow it down depending on what they want to do. So, again, it'll be a challenge. It's a challenge every week. There's great coaching being done in this conference and elsewhere in the country. And, offenses are – they're always trying to find new ways, just like defenses. And, it's just us – it's up to us to tackle well in space, make plays on the ball, and have the right leverage and coverage and make the right calls. So it'll be a great challenge for us.
I do mind if I followed up just to – coming off of a loss like Wisconsin, and you guys have always prided yourselves, I guess, on the fact of the way that you react. I know that you've probably talked about this during your Monday press conference and following the game, but what are the main points of emphasis that you're, trying to get the team to understand heading into not only a road game, conference game, but coming off, a loss of this magnitude?
Well, first of all, the game on Saturday got away from us with a couple plays, so you can look at that and certainly point to here's why this happened. And then the next thing is that we still control our own destiny because that game was outside our division. So everybody we play within our division is still yet to be played, so that's a positive. And then we need to focus on getting better and accepting the challenge. And our seniors or our leaders on this football team need to take a step forward as well. And we all need to grow and move forward. We've not lost a lot of football games here recently, especially home games. And so we experienced that. We need to learn something from that experience.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks.
Once again, to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.